You want a sports headline? I'll let my buddy Mike Wright give it to
you. And the Aggies have a little mail in their box. They just received an invite to the Final Four in Indianapolis. And with 5 seconds remaining, 4 and 3, let's let them accept that invite. Indianapolis, we accept. The Aggies are headed to the Final Four in Indianapolis.
It's for real, folks. Words you never thought you'd hear. A&M to the Final Four. We'll talk about the big women's win over Baylor last night and not much else, but we'll talk a lot about that coming up in sports.
Oh, I don't know. I thought we'd hear it. Didn't know if we'd hear it this year or not. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's fun stuff. Yeah. And, a little breathing room, which is kind of cool.
Well, I don't know. Did you watch it?
I watched a little of it, yeah.
You watched the end of it?
Yeah, oh, sure.
Oh, okay. It was 7 points with 2 minutes left.
Yeah, that's all right. They took care of business.
Yeah, they did. Good.
So I'm guessing now we had Jay Kimbrough on before he fainted on the floor of the Texas Senate yesterday. That was kind of...
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that was dehydration, they said, and he's okay. But obviously that's a little bit of a touchy moment, but glad that he's all right. All right, here we go. A high schooler in Canada has been suspended when he confronted the school secretary about her previous career.
Oh.
The Toronto Star reports the 14-year-old student. Did I say he was 14?
You did.
Yeah, at the Ekmenis Secondary School in Quebec, asked the office worker to...
Don't I know you from somewhere?
Yeah. She was in instructional films.
Oh.
Ask her for an autograph. The woman, her name is Samantha Arnett, refused the autograph request. Then she reportedly urged him to, don't tell anybody. About her...
Can we keep this on the DL?
Yeah. But instead of keeping his mouth shut, of course, he went to Bookface.
Of course.
And put up a page in her honor. She's been suspended, and so has he.
Hmm.
So, anyway.
Really?
Yeah. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? So, we got that happening this morning in our neighbors to the north. And you did have a story about vets. Not all of them are like Harley-loving Vietnam vet Lewis Garrett of Louisiana, become a bit of a local celebrity after he made a quilt out of 58 pairs of women's panties.
Hmm.
Huh?
Many of the undies were donated by his close lady friends, giving the quilt, as he calls it, a weird sentimental value. Lewis picked up some of the new panties, though, in a clothing store nearby, but mostly he asked ladies that he knew if they would make donations. A little creepy. They said that Lewis doesn't act creepy about it, and he's working on a second panty quilt, if you will. And why not do the trifecta?
Well,
let's combine the two stories. Let's combine Canada and undies and come up with the Canadian federal government. I mean, it couldn't have been any better to put the meld the two subjects together. Canadian federal government holds online auctions all the time to sell proceeds of crime.
Uh-huh.
The sale this week contained a container loaded with lingerie that was recently stolen and recovered in a government auction. 10 pairs of extra large G-strings.
They belong to anybody famous, or anybody's G-strings?
I'm just saying, do you really want to hear extra large and G-string in the same sentence?
No, not unless we're talking about guitars.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
10 pair for $50.
You can't find those anywhere.
No, you can't.
You have to go to the outlet stores for them.
Yeah. Info.
Mation.
And then they're irregular.
Yeah, that's right.
The VF Factory Outlet.
Right.
That happened.
Right. Down in San Marcos, I think.
No, there's one in Hempstead, isn't there?
Now they closed it.
Oh, did they? Well, they should have. But again, that's a whole other story.
Uh-huh.
Although it would be easier to make that quilt, maybe.
Yeah, probably right.
That's true.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy, too. Schulte Roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test. Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes, not at Schulte. They offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 25-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, they'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in their warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hey, there you go. It's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
That's right. It's March the 30th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birth today. And we got a passel of birthdays.
Again?
Today. Yeah, we really do. Frankie Lane is 98 years old today.
Ah.
Now, you might say he's dead, but no, I saw the poster just
Brian
yesterday.
Civic Auditorium.
Yeah, he's coming. Yeah.
Is he really? Is he actually going to be here this time?
Yeah, he's going to be here this time. They're going to roll him out. Yeah, we kid. Yeah. Yes, yes, Frankie has passed.
But again.
And he passed us by, too.
But yeah. He had a great career.
He did?
He was one of those,
Rawhide, Mule Train.
One of those people, as soon as he started singing, you knew that it was Frankie Lane.
Exactly, yeah. He would have been 98 years old today.
Oh, okay. I was thinking he'd already passed.
Yeah, he did.
Maybe you know something I don't.
Well, you know, we're still waiting for him to come to, you know, finish that concert. So, anyway.
Not in this life, pal.
Yeah. There you go. They printed tickets and everything, as I recall. Peter Marshall, the game show host. Now, I got one that says 85 and one that says 81.
Oh, he'd love to go with the 81, wouldn't he?
Yeah. So take your pick, 85 sure. or 81. John Astin. It'd be Gomez Adams, of course, and was married to Shirley Jones. I guess they're still married, right?
Patty Duke.
No, that was the other guy. Excuse me. That was the other guy. I'm sorry. I was totally wrong. The other guy on Dickens and Finster. I'm sorry. That Shirley Jones was married
to. Okay, and he's not married to Patty Duke anymore, but he was at one point.
Forget everything I said. He's 81.
And he's in that great video from Johns Hopkins that
there you go.
I sent you guys. Because he teaches at Johns Hopkins. That's what he does now. He's a teacher.
Actor Richard Dysart is 82 years old today. Warren Beatty's birthday is today. He's 74.
74. Let that one sink in.
Clyde Barrow is 74 years old. Astrud Gilberto.
Really?
If you remember Getson Gilberto, she was the girl from Ipanema. She's 71 years old today. Eric Clapton's birthday is today. He's 66 years old. From Harry Potter, Scottish actor Robbie Coltrane is 61. Paul Reiser from Mad About You is 54 years old today. It's MC Hammer's birthday.
Hammer. Hey, it's just Hammer.
Oh, well, okay. Hammer. He's 49 years old today. This guy's whose show I predict won't be on for very long, Piers Morgan, the new Larry King spot.
Mm-hmm.
He's 46 years old today. Hey, it's the 43rd birthday of Celine Dion.
What do you know?
Oh, really?
Celine Dion.
I heard she had a special out in Vegas at one time.
She did.
It was on TV.
Yeah, it sucked.
Really?
There you go. Mark Consuelos from All My Children and Mr. Kelly Ripa is 40 years old today.
I guess he's just, as Scott would say, at home clipping coupons.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly, you keep on working, girl. Do a good job.
Probably right. I got this gal on my iPod, and I can just listen. Not while I'm driving, because I'll fall asleep, but Norah Jones' birthday is today. She's 32 years old.
Daddy
today.
Was Robbie Shankar.
There you go.
He is Robbie Shankar.
Still is. Yeah.
Sorry.
Killing him off again, aren't they?
Bad choice of tense there.
And that's all I got.
Well, I got Tracy Chapman, too.
Another
good singer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Fast Car. Oh, great song, Fast Car. I've got that on my iPod.
And
too.
Little Else.
Excuse me, Give Me One Reason.
That's true. That's true.
That one was actually a bigger hit.
Yeah.
40 and 7.
But I love Fast Car. I play that a lot.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry, officer, I'm speeding.
Get in touch with your female power side or what?